I'll start with my response to the five-word challenge. It is what it is, and hopefully the only way from here is cut an east-west arc through air from Coventry over the Irish Sea to Cork, this green marsh island spliced by the Lee's fingers, splinters of sea glass. Hobbyist on the hayloft bar, the ossified horse head flares nostrils in the direction of the Lord Mayor. Godiva's legendary steed lives on in this, her twin city. And I'd like to read the plan. This is my first poem this evening, which has a very tenuous link to Ireland. One of my two grandmothers I didn't know awfully well, so I created an air of mystery around her. Tassiography, an introduction. No silver spoon. My Irish grandmother dispenses generosity with practiced eye. Upends a quarter pound of loose leaf, stokes the teapot's firecracked belly, silences the kettle, scalds the dried black heap, then stirs. Her tincture eddies, adds a further burnt sienna lining to the elephantine Betty. Left to mash in ham-knit cosy, brown spout raised, this worker signs our Sunday afternoon in paisley swirls of aromatic steam. Then genuflex to each in turn as Grandma pours her benediction on mismatched china. In her wake, I offer steri-bottled milk and sugar cubes. Collect the tea card for my add-to set of British costumes, Brookbond, 1967. Super strength. This stand your spoon up in it brew has muscles. Vulgarity, mother calls it. Still, we sip its tannin, bitter orange, through the Tate and Lyle screen. I swallow my distaste of unstrained leaves. Cups drained, return to saucers, grandma scoops, swills dregs, reserves the residue, peers into our far futures. As she ruminates, I wonder when she'll teach me housewife's runes. Just like the Atlantic salmon, my poems go on long journeys from their origins. This poem did start out as a poem about Atlantic salmon. Fishing. Aquaculture divas shimmy, fancy dressed in skin-tight sequins, subaquilums, busy patterning spume-flooded transfloors, light shot Ibiza night spots, prowling grounds for clubbing ichthyophiles. Brains wired Parkinsonian style, programmed trips so sleep evades, they leap, mosh euphoric, bodyboarding flumes in dank-walled backrooms, high on imbibed oxygen, plummet, hit rock. Mindful maidens caught shadows, cognizant of predators who trawl the shallows, swiping fast foods from cold comfort zones. Those who sport with opportunists shucked and boned. And now we're going to go to the coast off Orkney, north of Scotland. OS Gridref 175009. Old man, time travelled, hay to hoy, Polaris to Palamis, wind bird, sea scarred, split from kin, storm beaten single, Jenga, teeters irresistible to sea stack junkies, gambling odds on stacked chips. And our poem about extreme weather. Storm chasing. Recalcitrant tarmac nomads, we seduce tornadic signatures from radar, cryptic clues to speed date rendezvous with thunderheads, flirt with storm cloud foils. Ice ingots danced from hand to hand, adrenaline entranced, were caught in missile rain, fend stony blows to test our mettle. Fatals hit the freeway fast lane, cower beneath bridges, nursing windshield fractures. Toting frozen bounty, streaking for the car, kaboom! Camera shutters lock. We eat glass. Hear white noise. I don't think we're ever really happy with the weather that we get. I went on a walk around Loughborough University campus in the Midlands. It's the largest university campus in Europe, and it was suffering at the time from drought. So I imagined it remembering wetter weather. Garden of Remembrance. Laburnum seeds, unstrung black beads from a rosary for rain. This garden remembers dark, dank, day on day, hoar-clogged, waterlogged leaf litter, floating in herbaceous moats, drip-fed by sycamores. Brown leftovers cling to beach bones, hedging decks. This garden retracts all, except claws, rooting deeper into dust-dry loam in thirst-led search. We remember to close the gate on leaving, for fear of leeching memories. I'm a bit of a late night writer, and at 2 a.m. Google is my friend. And I came across an image which sparked a memory from childhood. Clothes horse. On winter nights, this wooden workhorse stole our heat. Frames spread wide to shoulder line-drive failures, twin-bar electricity purloined, steam coaxed from damp spirits, false hopes fanned by plastic-moulded coals. On summer days, we pitched its A-frame on the back lawn, lazed in army blanket shade, picnicked in coarse comfort. See a supper cloth, requisitioned milk and wafer biscuits served from doll-sized plasticware. Teacup pinky fingers raised, we made small talk. Our stiff-limbed charges cooled, skinny-dipped in makeshift washing-up bowl pool. Another late-night Googling session led me to a website all about the philosophy of holes, and I came across a quote from one Kurt Tucholsky in 1930. He said, "There is no such thing as a hole by itself." If holes cannot exist without a host, that makes them parasites. If holes consist of nothing, then they're immaterial, lack substance. And if holes are mere disturbances, like creases in a shirt, then they can easily be smoothed away. If holes once filled aren't holes, then why, the more I pack into dark days, still darker nights, the deeper this hole gets. Just lately I've been mining the seam of memoir. And these are two poems for my father. Reflection. Suave and debonair, your wisecrack on the hallway mirror's viewpoint. Brill cream slick, that wayward quiff has aspirations. Think Rock Hudson, Tony Curtis. Where the jawline razor tame, old spiced. Laundered shirt, worn open neck with signature cravat, always paisley, burgundy on gold. Daddy's girl, waist level angle blind to thinning crown, adept comb over, weak heart under peacock swagger, for you're taller somehow out of overalls. Slacks with knife edge creases down to spit and polish, hands in pockets weighing small change possibilities. You shrug your shoulders into hound's tooth blazer, squaring broken checks of green and cream, woven leather buttons undone, token casual. My malleable gears in work-worn hands. We walk to church, two lifelines grafted till you learn the art of letting go. Flown. Jukebox pumped for hits, I settle for oldies. Inhale the bar fog, wheedle seats for two. Take in sepia stains on anaglypta walls that reek of snug and ladies' lounge. Matriarchs in hairnets eking out milk stout halves behind etched glass screens. Elbows on the glass-ringed counter, proud you claim your patch. Avoid the spreading beer slip. Light up an uncensored cigarette. Relish its nicotine rush. Order cola, pint of best, and whiskey chaser. Easy company. Daughter on a flying visit. Father plied with refills till he's whiskey winged. Oiled, you sing on the street where you live for all the world as if you're victim own. I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement's always stayed beneath my feet before. Heading south, I tune to pirate radio, drown out stereo babble from the fledged nets. I'm very mindful of how the morning breakfast news makes everything palatable. And I think sometimes of those faceless, those nameless faces that pop up through the texture of the news and we never hear them again. He came to me, scent, his sweat bottled, catching essence of violation, bass note fear, it lingers on my skin, reeked impotence. I was thankful when he faded. Tizan, his tears infused wormwood, myrrh, angelica, gentian root, bitter herbs, hard to stomach. I drank him honey sweetened. Pixelated, news real blood, scarlet spatters on his prison power, fleshing out naive images. I preferred impressions. In song, his caged word released between bars on airwaves, unmistakable cadence, I recognised the bottom line. I started with a poem about one of my grandmothers. I'd like to finish with a couple of poems about a grandmother that I knew very well. She had a dream to go to Venice and have a ride in a gondola. She never realised that dream, but just to remind her, she had a model gondola that had pride of place on her sideboard. And for our 30th wedding anniversary last summer, my husband and I went to Venice, and I think the two together formed this poem. You painted Venice in my head, a dawn in ruby glass, shot through with watered gold, colour washed with copper cobalt, glazed aquamarine by afternoon. Miniature gondola, your dream in vapour light, dry docked on the sideboard's oak veneer. Chiming clock, reminder of wasting away at sea in armchair dreamland. Blanket TV, your shrinking remainder sinking in quicksand, dragged under. You passed on your dream. I take you there. We drift, your shadow self and I, share Venetian nights, frescoed underworld of millifiori stars, praised Byzantine gold on midnight blue lagoon, our gondola mirrored in Murano colours. And we are products of our childhood. watermark. I'm scattering you like seed in a garden that's no longer yours, but still echoing summers in Michaelmas daisies as tall as an 8-year-old me. Purple clematis, framing the open front door in the sense of you sitting there. Deck chair, straw hat, navy dress, bare knees, nylon stockings rolled down to your heat-swollen, late-season ankles. Bespectacled eyes watching over me, hitched on the lawn, making daisy chains, knee-deep in daydreams. I'm scattering you in this garden of daydreams, knee-deep in back-to-back play days spent here, loved above caravans by the sea, plastic macs on the beach, rainy day sandcastles, rogue wasps afloat in the orange squash, sandy egg sandwiches, East Coast seawater that ought to be blue, not trawler oil brown. Back garden squabbles with siblings, all vying for turns on the swing and the red triumph bike, too hot for sharing. I'm scattering you in this garden for sharing that echoes with daisy chain daydreams and chimes from the Walls Wiki Band, our prelude to queuing for 99 ice creams, cones piled with soft whip and thick Cadbury's flake, sprinkles and redder than strawberry sauce. And of course you'd say, don't tell your mother, when all's said and done, what's the grandkiddy for if you can't even treat her to ice creams in summer? I'm scattering you in this garden of summers, no longer yours, but its echoes of shared dreams are ours. Sure as candy-striped deck chairs are rainbows and late summer sun on your living room window, the pot of gold ending those dream-perfect days. I'm scattering ashes of candy-striped summers, daisy-chain rainbows and back-to-back daydreams, held to the light of the setting sun. I bear your watermark. Embossed in Delphi.